Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Sheldon. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Raleigh Sheldon. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sheldon. Robinson moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Martin and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Campaneris goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGraw. Landis reaches second base with a double. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Cater moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cater moves to third. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bryan for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sheldon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCraw who is chasing the ball. Causey reaches third base with a triple. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin fires to third and picks off Causey. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Cater reaches second base with a double. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Cater moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Hansen trying to get to third. Hershberger throws the ball into Charles, who tags Hansen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Buford steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Wes Stock now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skowron for the out. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan hits a line drive into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock bunts towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Weiss covering, for the out. Stahl moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Martin steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Howard reaches third base with a triple. Martin scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landis for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0-for-3 in the game. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stahl hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Rene Lachman pinch hits for Westock. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Lachman moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Renee Lachman now catching. John Wyatt now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Martin bunts towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cater moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Al Weiss. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. John Romano pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Berry moves to second. Don Mossy now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Tommy McCraw now playing left field. Don Buford now playing second base. John Buzzard now pitching. Danny C.A. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Landis strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-4 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Jim Dixon now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Cater hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stahl takes first base on ball 4. Charles moves to second. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Charles steals third. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lachman is walked intentionally. Stahl moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris is hit by the pitch. Charles scores. Stahl moves to third. Lachman moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.